Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
yes, 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 yes. We give glory and honor to my Lord and Savior, my Jesus, amen, who died on the cross so that I could live, amen, and he made me the man I am today. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, July 19th. I am your host, saved and set apart. I am sanctified with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair worship experience. Amen. It is a great day to be alive. It is a great day to be in the Lord. It is a great day to stand up, move your fingers, wiggle your toes. If you can do that, know that you are blessed. Amen. And because of that, because you are blessed, I implore you to give God just a little bit of your time, amen, whether it's through reading your word, listening to the word, amen, pondering, studying the word, amen, praying upon the word, whatever you got to do to give God some of your time, I implore you, I challenge you to do so, amen. And with that being said, we're going to keep things moving, amen. I just got a little spirit on me today. I feel a little good today, amen. With that being said, Brother Tony, would you please bless us, sir, with a wonderful song?
God bless everyone this morning. Thank God for another day that we have not seen without his blessing. Like a ship that falls and driven away, battered by an angry sea. Of life are raging, and the fiery falls on me. I wonder what I have done that makes this race so hard to run. Yet I say to myself, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away the sorrow and have you buried in love. When the Lord bends down so heavy, the weight is sure to fall upon. Ever sweet relief in the Lord, the Lord will make a way somehow. I try to do my best in sorrow. I can hear the best I can. When I choose to be the right thing, he was present on every hand. I look and wonder where I am, that will fortune pass if I am. Then I say to my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way somehow. Ooh, the Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, he will take away the sorrow. Let him have your burden now. When the load is down so heavy, the weight is sure to fall not far. There's a sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, yeah. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow, yes, he will take away the sorrow. Then have you burned in the heavens, yes, when the load is down so heavy, yes,
should not have our affirmation of faith. Minister Rosalind Thomas.
God bless.
Affirmation of faith. Let us unite in the historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin of Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should not have our invocation from Minister Tremaine Townsend, followed by our scripture by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Dear gracious and eternal God, our Father, it's me, O Lord, coming to you, standing in the need of prayer. We just thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning with activities of our limbs, being in our right mind, Father. We just thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We just thank you, Father. First, Father, before we can come to you and ask you for anything, God, we ask you that you would forgive us, Father, for anything that we may have done to offend you, whether it be through thought, word, or deed. We want to clear the pathway, Father, so that your ears can be inclined to hear what we request of you, Father. Now, Father God, we just ask you that you would just come in to our service, Father. We don't really need to give you an invitation because you're already in the midst, Father, but we just want to formally invite you, Father, into our service, onto this platform, Father. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to have a platform to be able to thank you and honor you and praise you, Father, because so many people wish that they had the freedom to do so, Father, but you, Father God, granted us the grace and the mercy to be able to just have a place to worship, Father, and we just thank you. We ask you, Father God, that you would bless each and every person, Father, that is listening to this broadcast, Father, all around the world. We ask you, God, that you would bless those that desire to be here but could not, Father. We ask you, God, that you would just continue to watch over and keep us, Father. We ask you that you would watch, that you would be with the speaker of the hour. Bless her, Father. Bless her, Father, that her ears would be open to hear what you have to say, that she would deliver it to us, Father. And we just thank you, God. We give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise because you deserve it all. And we ask you, God, that you would continue to bless our city, bless our country, bless our world, bless all the leaders, guide them and direct them in the way that they should go so that we can be able to get through the things that we need to get through in decency and in order. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 17 through 19. And I shall be reading from the New International Version. Thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. I have read Romans 6, verses 17 through 19. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, doing of his most blessed word. Amen.
Amen.
you, worthy, worthy, worthy. Sounds like Pastor Townsend may be having some technical difficulties. Maybe either Brother Tony or Sister Annette have another song that they might want to sing while we're figuring things out.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, we were having technical difficulties. I do apologize. Amen. This is a live show, amen. Things happen. Thank you, Minister Thompson, for stepping in.
Praise God.
I appreciate that, amen. The system had a little kickback, amen. I couldn't hear. I was talking, but I couldn't hear anything, and y'all couldn't hear me. But I was just saying that we all have a responsibility in this time. You know, the cases have been rising here in Michigan, amen. But every time that a case rises, my Jesus rises higher. Amen. And because my Jesus goes higher than anything of this world, we can rely on him to heal us and to bless us. But we also have a responsibility in this process. We have to continue to sanitize our hands, continue to wear our masks, continue to follow the guidelines. Amen. Though you may not feel that it's necessary, amen, I implore you, I urge you, I plead with you to continue to wear your mask. Amen. Continue to follow the rules that's been set up by our state and city officials, amen. Only together can we defeat this virus, but we have to do what is asked of us, amen. And if we do just that, I promise you, things will get back to a normal sense of order. But we have to listen to what we're asked to do, amen. With that being said, please, please listen and please be safe. Please stay safe. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, we lift up the family of Sister Benita Peoples. We pray, Father God, for Brother Isaac Callen, Sister Relitha Moak, Sister Hazel Moak, Ms. Mary Bostic, Ms. Darylyn Harrington, Brother Bobby Cook, Sister Kim Cook, Sister Vanessa Covington, amen, who called me yesterday, amen. All the members, Sister Judy Norwood. Father God, we just thank you for all of those, Father, who call on you, who are members of this church, Father. We ask, Father God, right now that you would open up a door, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lynette Gresham. Amen. Father God, that you would open up a door, Father God, that has been previously closed, Father. You know, Father, what your people need before we even ask of it, Father. I ask right now, Father God, that you would strengthen our sick and shut-in, Father. That you would, Father God, bless those who come faithfully to the church, Father. And bless those that are to come to the church, Father. We also ask right now, Father God, that you would let your spirit, Father, rest and rule, Father, in the hospitals, Father, in the nursing homes, Father God, in the jail cells, Father God, that you would let your spirit, Father, have its way, Father, and go through with a mighty wind, Father, and to touch and to heal and to bless, Father God, because somebody needs you right now, Father. I lift up Brother and Sister Clay, Father, right now. That you would bless them, Father. That you would honor, Father, everybody. Touch right now, Father God. Heal from the soles of their feet, Father God, to the crowns on their head, Father. Continue, Father, to show us why we serve you. continue to show us why we praise you. And Father God, after the healing takes place, Father, we will forever be grateful for the things that you have done. We thank you, Father. We honor you. We love you, Father. Let your spirit, Father, sweep through this city, Father. This state, Father. Bless us right now. Bless us, Father God, and keep us right now. We thank you. We give you all honor and all praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I would like to introduce the preacher for the hour. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. I've had the joy of knowing her for about 14 years now. And she always comes with a very calm and quiet spirit. She is one that loves the church and loves God's people. She is also one that preaches with authority, stands on the word of God as her source of life. After the song from Exhorter McKinney, the next voice that you hear will be that of Reverend Patricia Johnson. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And, amen. Exhorter McKinney, the floor is yours.
Praise God. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to a heard of you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take charge, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your heart. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take charge, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee. Oh, Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee. Oh, Lord, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take charge, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt, we exalt thee, we exalt thee. Oh, Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee.
Patricia, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being in my life, Lord. Thank you for all the things that you have did for me. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Townsend, family, friends, and members. My scripture is Romans chapter 6, 17. But God be thanks that through you were slaves of sin, yet you obey for the heart that forms of principles to which you were delivered. Theme, the Spirit of God brings life. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Of the 27 books in the New Testament, Paul is known to be the author of 13 of those writings. He is said to be one of the most powerful leaders of the early days of Christianity because after changing his belief to Christianity, he traveled through the ancient world delivering the message of salvation to the Gentiles. During his travel, he made three ministerial trips throughout the Roman Empire. He started church, preached the gospel, and gave strength and encouragement to every Christian. Through his teaching, he taught, God can change anyone. You see, before Paul was an apostle, he was a cruel persecutor. And according to our teaching in Acts 7 chapter 58 to 59 verse, Paul, also known as Saul of Tarsus, approved the stoning of Deacon Stephen. So when Paul witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he decided to give not only his faith, but his life to God. And in return, God gave Paul the strength and wisdom to carry out the mission of Jesus. One of Paul's most famous statements is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, reminding us that our powers to live the Christian life comes from God, not ourselves. In Ephesians chapter 2, 7 through 10, explain, now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in the world, and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. We don't play the major role. If we did, we would probably go around begging that we had done the whole thing ourselves. No, we neither make our nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He calls for each of us to join him in the work he does, work we should be doing. Therefore, key to being faithful is totally depend on God. As the poem goes, if God can grow such giant trees by planting tiny mustard seeds, imagine what his love can do when God has faith in me and you. As being human beings, we must learn to rejoice in the salvation we have gained from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We must stop pushing to just be good enough in our Christian life and work to be excellent. Romans 6 chapter verse 22-23 says, now that you have discovered you don't have to listen to sin tell you what to do, and you have found the delights of listening to God. What a surprise. You have a whole healed, putting together life right now with more and more life to live on the way. If you work hard to sin your whole life, then your pension will be death. But God is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus, our Master. Therefore, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the right time, we will win a harvest if we do not give up. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Let us help our fellow brother and sister in Christ instead of talking bad about them as if we ourselves do not have flaws. Let us encourage and minister to our fellow brothers and sisters, especially the young, because in today's world, some people do not have the positive support system needed to walk a path of righteousness. Let our teaching from Paul and our Lord Jesus Christ be our guide, and the Bible our handbook as we come together as holy soldiers against Satan. As we form a Christian bond, we can begin to mold our faith of God into the minds and bodies of our generation and those that follow. And, of course, no one said the road would be easy. Even Paul himself was challenged in his travel. But one thing we must all remember is that God walks with us. And we feel weak, he will carry us through. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9th verse, God said, "My grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfectly in weakness." As another poet wrote, "One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Seeing from his life flashed across the sky, and he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life had flashed before him, he recalled that at the lowest and the saddest time of his life, there was only one set of footprints. Discouraged, he asked, 'Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you walk with me all the way. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you will leave me.' The Lord replies, 'My precious child, I love you, and I will never leave you. During your times of trials and suffering, when you saw only one set of footprints, that was when I carried you. So, what I ask that you take from today's lesson is, do not let sin control your earthly body. You should obey it. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive for the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have power over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. And as Paul teaches, people are saved by grace, not works. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it was not so, I would never tell you." John 14, chapter verse 1.
Amen. 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 As we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there one here that needs to know that there is life beyond this life? Is there one here that needs to know that Jesus can give it all to you? Is there somebody here that's ready to walk away from the sin that they're in and to live a new life following the commandments of God? If that's you, I ask that you would pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again for me. Lord, I want to step away from the sin. Help me, Father God, to be more like you. Forgive me of my past. Forgive me of the sins I have committed. And usher me into your loving arms. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer with me and you sincerely meant it in your heart, salvation now belongs to you. I mean, if you die at this very moment, having just given your life over to Christ, that your spirit will go into eternal rest. That's good news. That there is the good news of the gospel. I challenge you to find a Bible-based church. Become an asset to the church, physically, spiritually, and financially. Help the church to grow. Bring in more unchurched folk, that the flock may get bigger and bigger. And see, don't the blessings of God fall upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mr. Lisa, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below.
Patricia, with the benediction.
The Lord blesses you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Again, on behalf of Fuse Memorial, I would like to just extend another blessing to Brother Hakim and to thank you, sir, for all that you do to help this show to be what it is, amen. Before we switched over to mornings, amen, you continue to be the lifeline of this network, Father. And again, Doc, we just say thank you for what you do for us.
It is my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And on behalf of Reverend Patricia, who just blessed us with a wonderful word, amen. Minister Roslyn, amen, Thomas, Minister Tremaine Townsend, Minister Lisa Green, Minister Kyle Garrett, Exhorter McKinney, Brother Tony Spencer, and myself, Pastor D. You have been listening to the Jubilee Affair and a Fused Memorial Worship Experience. I pray that something that was said today touched your heart, and may God continue to bless you throughout this day and every day. We are signing off. Until next week, stay safe. God bless.
God bless.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
desire.